CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China has raised concerns with Myanmar over the sentencing of more than 150 Chinese nationals for illegal logging. Reports quoting the Chinese embassy in Myanmar say a court in Mekina, capital of Kachin State, sentenced the loggers to 20 years in prison under a 1963 law that punishes those who abuse public property. Two minors were given 10 years each, and another was sentenced to 35 years for a drug offense. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says China is highly concerned with the verdict and has made representations with the Myanmar government. A ministry spokesman says China has asked Myanmar to take every factor into account and properly handle the case. The Chinese embassy has sent representatives to Mekina to provide the Chinese with consular services. Chinese authorities say Japan's hype of China's oil and gas development in the East China Sea is not conducive to dialogue and cooperation between the two countries. Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang made the remarks in response to Japan's release of photos of Chinese offshore platforms. Tokyo claims the photos are evidence of China's unilateral gas field development near the median line between its shoreline and that of Japan in the East China Sea. Liu Kang says China's exploitation of oil and gas in the East China Sea has been conducted in waters within China's jurisdiction. He says Japan's actions deliberately antagonize the situation. China and Japan reached a principal consensus on the East China Sea issue in 2008, in which the two sides agreed to carry out joint exploitation in the area. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang says the country is able to handle all kinds of risks and maintain medium-high growth. Li Keqiang made the comment while sitting down with the visiting New Zealand Governor General, Jerry Maid Parry, in Beijing. Li Keqiang also stressed that China's 7% growth rate in the first half of this year was hard-won, adding that the country maintained fast growth in the service industry and emerging industry by encouraging people to start businesses and innovate. For his part, Maid Parry says New Zealand is confident in the future development of China's economy and willing to work with China to explore new cooperation opportunities. China Securities Finance Corporation, the national margin trading service provider, is denying a rumor that it reduced holdings in a listed dairy producer. The announcement is part of its ongoing effort to shore up market confidence. The company, which provides margin trading services to securities brokerages and monitors the health of the business, says it has not sold shares of any listed companies. A media report earlier said the company reduced its holdings in Inner Mongolia Yili Industrial Group, a leading dairy producer in China, by 108 million shares last week. China's Health and Family Planning Commission denies that a new family planning policy will be implemented within the year. The response follows media reports on Wednesday suggesting the country is set to allow all families to have two children at will. Officials say the comprehensive opening up of the policy is still under evaluation. Under the current family planning policy, at least one parent must be from an only child family before the couple can apply to have a second baby. Turkish authorities have identified a 20-year-old Turkish national as the perpetrator of a deadly suicide bombing which killed 32 people in the town of Suruç in southeastern Turkey. The identity of Sey Abdurrahman Alagoz, a 20-year-old university student, has been confirmed through DNA testing. So far, no group has claimed responsibility for the attack. However, the Turkish Prime Minister has said initial findings point to the Islamic State group as the likely culprit. Greek lawmakers are debating a second set of austerity measures demanded by the EU for Athens to qualify a new rescue package worth 85 billion euros. The measures include rules for dealing with failed banks and speeding up the justice system. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has urged rebels within his own Syriza party to support the reforms demanded by creditors. Minor clashes erupted between police and protesters outside the Greek parliament in an anti-austerity protest. A Russian rocket with a Soyuz manned spacecraft has blasted off from the Baikonur Space Center in Kazakhstan, heading to the International Space Station. The crew member includes Russian cosmonaut Oleg Kononenko, Japanese astronaut Kimiya Yui, and U.S. astronaut Kijel Lindgren. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.